With the arrival of a new year, the Williamstown, Massachusetts town manager says he's focused on broadband internet access, replacing the town fire station, and expanding recreational opportunities. WAMC spoke with Jason Hoke about what he's eyeing for the Northern Berkshire County community of about 8,000 in 2020.
One of the things that people will see in the first quarter of the year, some new faces at the town hall. We have a lot of senior people who have reached retirement eligibility, so our treasurer, town clerk, and public works director are all retiring. All of their replacements are in the pipeline, have started, will be starting, but there's a lot of years of service to the town leaving, so all of those sort of day-to-day pieces that they bring to the job will be gone for a little bit. I think other than that, we, on our plate, expect that we'll be spending more time in the coming year focusing on improving recreation opportunities in town. Over this past year, we've had a committee studying needs and interests in enhancing recreation opportunities. They'll be delivering their final report to the select board in January, and then we will be mobilizing to go into action after that. I also expect that we'll be working closely again with the fire district on helping them through looking at streetlight replacement options, as well as kind of their biggest challenge that we all need to deal with in the community is replacing their station.
Will all this be brought up at the annual town meeting come 2020?
No. In part, the fire district is their own separate body of government, so that wouldn't be coming up. The staff changes are all already in place, so I expect that our first round of responses to the recreation study may turn up into something that becomes a request at town meeting in the spring.
Are you currently working with the legislative delegation for Northern Berkshire County on any projects on the statewide level?
Been working with Representative Barrett on laying on legislation that could impact broadband availability in the area. One of the other things that we've been studying and is whether the town gets into the broadband business itself, and there are some obstacles in terms of cost and utility pole access and those sort of back-end logistics that Representative Barrett has been working on some legislation that could bring clarity to that.
There's been a lot of conversation in the county about short-term rentals. Does Williamstown plan on making any moves towards establishing a bylaw in 2020?
No. Part of the reason for that is we're still in somewhat new territory on this in terms of what regulations will apply, what don't apply in terms of state laws and state building codes. There are a lot of first out of the gate people, and our approach has been to let the dust settle on how those work in practice, which of those survive legal challenges, and then reviewing that landscape in the future and considering what we may want to do here.
The town has a close relationship with Williams College. Are you guys working in tandem on any projects that will affect the town in 2020?
Nothing specifically in tandem. We have some. There are some smaller pieces where we talk just to make sure we're not working at cross purposes. Right now, the town is working on designs for a rebuild of South Street, which goes through part of campus. So we want to make sure that what we're doing is consistent with their expectations. On a much smaller scale, as the new North Science Center is completed next year, we will be repaving Hoxie Street after all of the construction is done.
Is there anything I haven't thought to ask you about the beautiful town of Williamstown that I should be asking you about, you know, with this new year upon us?
I think the other two visible projects, while not town government related, that people passing through will likely note. Sometime this spring, we expect to see the old Williams Inn demolished. And hopefully also this spring, we expect Berkshire Housing to begin development of and in the groundwork on housing at 330 Cole Avenue, the former Fotech site.